They're going to kick off very early, about 8:30, with Shelley Betzenbaum. She's the Associate Director for Performance and Personnel Management at the Office of Management and Budget. And, of course, she's kind of like the liaison between the administration and the senior executives, giving them an idea of what their performance requirements are and what the administration expects of them. You know, we're 18 months into this new administration, and things are not quite at cruising speed yet. I think there's still a lot of breaking in going on, so I think that's going to be a welcome talk. And then there's a lot of great panels, including one moderated by Carol Bonassaro herself. She's president of the SEA, the Senior Executives Association, and it's going to be entitled this, Finding Resilience, Avoiding Executive Burnout, and Staying at the Top of Your Game. And that's always a welcome topic.
Yeah, it's interesting because of the, remember the survey that they just recently finished, and they were looking at what keeps people coming back to SEA and how to recruit more people into those leadership positions, and burnout was a big issue. Work-life balance, these were all really big issues. I would bet that they're going to be talking about all of that today.
Yes, they are. In fact, there is a session this afternoon called Successfully Managing Work-Life Programs, and one of the speakers there will be Danette Campbell. She's Senior Advisor for Telework at the Patent and Trademark Office. She's been on our show, and she has been working at the telework game for many, many years, about 15 years now, and so she knows about work-life balance. Another session is once you reach the SES level, how do you succeed once you're there? And so that's going to be a session later on this morning, too, and that'll be led by Scott Derrick, Director of Professional Development at the SEA.
Now, we do have some guests lined up throughout the morning that we'll be able to hear on the Federal Drive throughout this morning. Give us a sneak preview of a couple of the people you'll be talking to there, bringing to us live from the conference.
We're going to be speaking with Carol Bonassaro at 7:40, and again, she is leading the session on finding resilience, avoiding executive burnout, and staying on the top of your game. One of her panelists, interestingly, is a man named Dr. Jacob Melamed. He's a psychotherapist, so it'll be interesting to see why she has a psychotherapist on the panel. I don't see any couches set up here or anything like that, but well, he may not be a Freudian. And then later on, Shelley Metzenbaum herself will join us at 8:05, and of course, she has been in Washington and out of Washington over the years, very experienced person on the political side, comes from a political family. Her father was Senator Metzenbaum from Ohio, so be interesting to hear her perspective. Then at 9:05, we're going to talk to Daniel Weinberg from the Census Bureau, and he's on a panel later on this afternoon as well, so we're going to hear from him. And then, so that's what I'll have live for you, plus we'll be getting some interviews to tape. One of the speakers, by the way, is Carol Waller-Pope. She's chairman of the Federal Labor Relations Authority and also a regular guest on the Federal Drive. So we'll try to grab her, too, and see what she has to say.
And, Tom, let's talk a little bit about the scene itself, where you are, the feeling you're getting from the conference. I know it's still very, very early, and people are just starting to arrive. You know, they're walking in bleary-eyed with their cups of coffee and getting ready to participate. Are you seeing yet the numbers coming in, or should we expect that more in the 7 o'clock hour? What's the take?
I think when we talk with Carol Bonassaro at 7:40, that's when the crowds will really be here at this point. It's kind of the setting up the coffee stage at this point. You know, Washington is not a town that's real buzzing yet. And so, in fact, when I came in, I was the only car on Constitution Avenue. That's a first for me. As far as the eye could see, I was the only light. But, yeah, they'll be getting here around 7:30. There's a continental breakfast, and then the sessions really get underway with Shelley Metzenbaum at 8:30.
I would really be curious to see the kind of turnout that they have, considering that we, you and I, have talked with Carol Bonassaro on this program and on other shows here on Federal News Radio about the participation and the level of engagement from federal managers when it comes to the senior executive service. I'd be interested to see how many people are going to be engaged with this conference. Do you have any prediction? You got a crystal ball?
Well, as far as we know, there's probably going to be a couple hundred people signed. It is a paid conference, but it's really worth it. I mean, Shelley Metzenbaum, also John Berry is going to be one of the wind-up speakers later this afternoon, a vision for the Career Executive Corp. He's going to be speaking at 4:15. Also, the lunch program is kind of interesting, too, by the way. Norm Orenstein, the resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, is going to be speaking and giving kind of some barbed and insightful talks about what's ahead for the midterm elections. So there's a little bit of a political break in there, too, just to kind of hear that end of things. But it looks like a very, very rich program, one solid day. I think it's worth it if any senior executives feel like taking at least lunch off. Come on down and listen.
Yeah, it sounds like from the people, the names that you've dropped for the people who are going to be providing these panels and these sessions, it sounds like they've got it covered. They've got the politics aspect. They've got the C-level managers aspect of it. They've got the high-level managers aspect of it. It seems like they're covering all their bases here.
I think so, yeah. And so I'm looking forward to it, and we'll be looking forward to bringing you Carol Bonassaro later on at 7:40.